brother Bill Oliver into the game on 99.1 WDGM. I hope all is well, sir.
Fine. How are y'all doing up there?
Well, we're counting down the days to college football. We're 39 days away.
Very good.
Are you ready?
Always. Always. You know that. It's that time of the year, and I tell you what, and the people in the state, they love it too.
Oh, no doubt about it. Brother Oliver, I noticed that you're on Twitter now, my friend. Welcome to 2013.
Well, we've got a little something going on, and best thing to do is just not say anything until it's official and everything, but possibly looking forward to something that can be exciting. But give it a little time. That's my job. That's what I'm supposed to be doing right now.
Absolutely. But no doubt, if you want to connect with Brother Oliver, I'm sure some of those details will be announced at CoachOliver1 on Twitter.com. And you can follow one of the best defensive minds out there. And we look forward to that announcement when you're able to make that official. But Brother Oliver, as we look at what Alabama's been able to accomplish, do you really think three in a row is possible for this football team?
I really do. I really do. And there are a lot of reasons, in my opinion. Not being able to watch practice, just looking at what they've done and put together talent-wise, which is just absolutely remarkable. Nick and his staff, it's just mind-boggling what they've done. And particularly going out of state and getting as many people, too, because this state's always Coach Bryant built something, you know, that just very special here in this state with high school coaches and built players. But they've gone, of course, you know, Georgia and the Atlanta area. My gosh, you go right there in Atlanta, you know, and recruit a football team with three schools. But at the same time, the speed factor is going to be something that's going to be extremely different and special because they're going to have depth. And, you know, receiver-wise, there have been times, you know, that lost people, you know, and had, you know, when you got to take Black, who's a redshirt freshman last year, and just maybe possibly play him, you know, at the end of the year, that tells you something right there. But so, but with that element involved, and then getting Valor back, because he was another element that would have been something just absolutely out of this world. But in answering your question, the biggest thing is the world we live in today is cornerbacks. You sit there, you look at from the NFL right on down, you can't find good running, cornerbacks. I mean, they're just far and far in between. And the reason the game has got to where they've separated everything to where they've isolated these guys to a certain degree, particularly, you know, with all the spread offense in college. And they've isolated them to the point to a certain degree. It makes it very difficult, you know, but they're just not many to go around. And it, just like back when I coached back in the 60s, 70s, and you couldn't find them. I played them, you know, with high school quarterbacks.
Well, speaking of that spread offense, the hurry-up style has been a big topic of debate throughout the offseason. Some defensive-minded guys feel that it could be a little bit unfair to not getting those defensive guys substituted in and out, setting up your defensive schemes, and trying to find a way to slow down. Where do you stand on this hurry-up offense debate?
Ryan, you know, there are different type styles of spread offense, no huddle, huddle, muddle huddle, whatever. And when I say different styles, you've got, let's just take the one that I think is the toughest. The toughest, you know, you can go with full wide, five, no huddle, three wide, two backs, four wide, one back, whatever. You can do a lot of variation of things, variables of things, but at the same time, I think the toughest thing that a defense has to go against in the modern-day spread-type variables or whatever, is three wide, one back, to where you've got the three wide, one back, and well, let's put it another way. Let's go two backs, three wide. Let's build into the segment I just mentioned. Three wide, two backs, and then one of the backs can go to a fourth wide receiver, or the other back can be a wide receiver, and then you're empty. Well, you don't substitute. Those are your basic 11 starters. So then if you want to substitute defensively, and you got a guy like Johnny Ball out at A&M, who he's brilliant. He's brilliant. This guy's smart. I'm telling you. They criticize a lot of things, bring up things about all this stuff. This guy, he is absolutely amazing, in my opinion. And he sees another guy coming in to substitute. The minute he comes on the field, he circles the wagon, circles those fingers up in midair, circles, and the 11 on the field, one comes in, he circles, they line it real quick, bam, penalty. That's the toughest one. Then they have the ability to go to two backs, one back. So there'd be two backs, three wide, one back, four wide, or take the two backs, put them in wide receivers, you're empty. Now, the only thing they do different, they're on the goal line, go two tight ends, two wide, one back, and do whatever. And the biggest thing is they mix in some things where enough speed option just to get your attention. And if you're a defensive coach, if they run one speed option or two a game and make a first down, forget about it. That ain't what they're going to win with. Johnny Ball, all he's looking for is see how many folks you got in the box and how many you're going to cover with.
We're talking with Bill Oliver. He's in the game on 99.1 and 99.1 WDGM in Tuscaloosa right now, sort of picking his brain, talking about that defensive side of the football. Do you believe that you can have long-term success with a hurry-up offense? And I'm talking about not just 1 year, 2 years, but maybe five, six, seven.
Brian, I think that's hard to answer because the world we live in a high-tech world. And that's what's happening offensively. You take all these recruiting services and various things, things I'm not maybe supposed to talk about, but, travels, whatever, and all this stuff. All these players that are going to these camps and everything, you look at the majority of the great players, they're sitting on their 7-on-7 camps and everything. Skilled players, most of them, the great ones sitting over there on offense. And but in answering your question, can you do that? As I said, it's a high-tech world, and I think it's the same thing that's going on. But everything goes in cycles. And if you go back and you look from the single wing to the box all the way to the split backfield there, the I formation, veer option game, the power, whatever, wishbone, everything. What did the 49ers do in the Super Bowl? Did you see what they lined up in? The configuration was like the wishbone, not the exact alignment, but they're sitting with a quarterback, three backs back there with it. And they had so much stuff. Those people were on defense were so discombobulated they didn't even know what was going on. They really did. And also in the prelim, before they got to the Super Bowl. And this is stuff that's going on. All the misdirection and the misreads. There's so many misreads in football for the defense. And the poor defensive teams right now, and I can understand Coach Saban what he's going through. Same thing I would be going through. So we can't use our schemes. We can't use our packages. We can't do this. Well, Well, you got the speed up process, but you got to figure out how they do the speed up process. First and second down are different from third down. And from week to week, they change this thing up. And I tell you what, it's a difficult thing, particularly when you got, well, the next thing is, what kind of quarterback do they have? Can he run it?
Brother Oliver, as we look at Alabama, are they doing anything fancy on the defensive side of the ball? Why are they so successful?
Well, they've got good packages. They've got, number one, you got good people. And they've been successful more against conventional, you know, as opposed to the spread. So let's throw it out. And, of course, you know, you make your plan in preseason against – well, let me give you an example. I went to Alabama in 1971 with Coach Bryant coaching, and what did we – we looked at what we opened up against Southern Cal, and they were conventionally eye formation with great players and good players, period. But the rest of it was split backfield areas, you know, ventured into. Well, that was a fad. Well, you take now, so we programmed everything, you know, for split backfield there. So, and what Alabama's having, Coach Saban and his staff are having to do, they're having to program for the dadgum spread. How many teams run the spread that they play? And you have to program everything, majority-wise, to go against that. But then what are you going to do against LSU that's going to play smash mouth and cram it down your throat? You get your, what's it like when somebody's hitting you in the mouth? They hit you in the mouth every time. Hey, the spread, they ain't hitting you in the mouth. They're running as fast as all get out with all that speed and the zone blocking and zone read and all this stuff. But when they start hitting you in the mouth, that's tough duty. And so anyhow, you got to make your mind. You take we win the wishbone, and defensively, we didn't have a chance to work against the spread teams that ran the spread because we win the wishbone, our offense ran the wishbone. We had to work in scout team. Do the best you can, do whatever. But in answering your question, this thing with skill is tough. And try people, though, Ryan, right now, they're so far behind compared to what we were doing, I think. And at the same time, we were matching up a long time ago with skill against skill. And just like I a few times, and I hate to keep doing that, but seven defensive backs. Who'd ever heard of using seven defensive backs? That was skill against skill. And that's what they had, and that's what we used. And we even did it in the late 70s. If somebody came out and used a spread, we matched up. We didn't have a lot of defensive backs back then, but we took hybrid-type people and did the best we could.
Brother Oliver, as you know, we're coming up on a hard break. I really appreciate you being part of our show here in Tuscaloosa, sort of letting us tap into that brain, that defensive brain that you have, because you really understand it. Brother Oliver, thanks so much for helping us out here in T-Town.
Well, I enjoy being with you always, and come see me.